Along Interstate 80 in north central Nevada, you'll come to a town with a unique name. A name that may have you wondering exactly where it comes from. When you dig a little deeper, you'll find an interesting piece of history tied to those who lived here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
If you head east out of Reno and drive about 150 miles up Interstate 80, you'll come to the town of Winnemucca. It's a unique name that leads many to ask, what or who is it?
Winnemucca came from Old Chief Winnemucca. He was here when the first white folks came through, and they saw him there with one shoe on. So Winnemucca really means one moccasin.
The settlement of the area was something the chief had expected.
He told his folks that there would be the white brothers coming through, and his premonitions came true not long after that.
But as Dana Toth explains, the chief did not have a written language, and thus his name had no spelling, which meant the first pioneers settling here had to do one thing before actually naming the town.
They sat down and phonetically figured out a way to spell Winnemucca.
And so the spelling we have today was felt to best represent the way the chief said his name. Today, the Humboldt Museum here has many artifacts associated with Winnemucca and the Native Americans of the area. The chief's daughter, Sarah, was also an important figure in the early years of the town.
Old Chief Winnemucca got to live to an old age, and he ended up passing away of natural causes. Sarah Winnemucca, same thing, but she lived a wild life. She was incredible. She wrote the first book in English by a Native American. She went to Washington, D.C. and advocated for rights for reservation improvements. She worked with the cavalry, so she was very impactful, though. But we have her in records here getting into fights and, you know, probably sticking up for herself.
In fact, you'll find displays about Sarah Winnemucca as well, an important figure in Native American history from the beginning of the 20th century, yet someone who many do not know until they begin to hear the story of her and her father here. Traveling the countryside in Winnemucca, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.